It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our little outdoor show here on KETR that we've been doing for almost a decade now. I enjoy bringing this little show to you as much today as I did when I first began years ago. You know, I want to connect all of you with me. If you have any outdoor news or maybe you'd like to be a guest on our show sometime, it's very simple to get a hold of me. Just go online to catfishradio.org. That's my website, catfishradio.org, and there's a contact Luke thing there with my little icon there with my email. So just feel free to give me an email, and I promise you I'll get back with you. Just give me your contact information there. You know, in just a bit, we have a good friend of mine, Jeff Rice, is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about creek fishing, something I've been doing a little bit of and something Jeff is really enjoys doing. We'll talk about catching fish in the creek. But before that, before we do have Jeff with us, I want to mention the Yannis Catfish Classic. It's coming up May the 1st and 2nd, and it'll be headquartered at the Minnebucket at Lake Fork. So you can go, you know, you can register for it there at the Minnebucket. There's sign-up forms there. Or, you know, Jerry Miller has ramrodded this thing for a while, for the last few years. And you can call Jerry if you want more information. He welcomes your calls, 903-850-9500. Again, that's Jerry Miller, 903-850-9500. It's a fun tournament. I fished, actually our guest, Jeff Rice, and I fished it last year. Almost won one of the hourly payoffs. We didn't quite make it, but we came close. We're going to fish it again this year, and I'll be there. You know, I'm going to come by the weigh-in from time to time, and hopefully I'll get to meet you out there. I think we do have Mr. Jeff standing by, so let's catch him and talk some creek fishing. What do you say? Jeff, thank you very much, buddy, for being with us today and talking about creek fishing.
Always love to be here. Love to talk fishing.
The only thing more fun than talking about fishing is fishing, in my opinion, you know. But, folks, Jeff has some land up on the upper end of Lake Fork, and it's adjacent a creek, a feeder creek. And it's not, in other words, the land that we adjacent this creek where we fish is not connect. It's not in the Lake Fork proper. It's not in a cove. It's back up in the woods. And this time of year, all kind of fish get up in that creek. I'm sure, Jeff, that even in the, well, we know that in the middle of the summer, the deeper holes have catfish in them. But right now, I fished it last week, and my newspaper article, folks, that if you read the Greenville Herald Banner or 41 other papers in Texas, you might have read this article. But it's about fishing in this creek. So, Jeff, right now there's a ton of big white bass in there. I was catching mostly males. You know, that's the reason, folks, that I knew it was male bass, a milt. When you put them on a stringer, milt was going everywhere. I did catch a few big females, but I think the next couple of weeks is going to be prime, which, Jeff, might be a little later than normal, but the females have not spawned. And the males are in there, so I think we're going to be in for a couple of weeks, you know, of good fishing, not only in your creek, you know, but any place there's a creek with moving water going into to a reservoir.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the reasons I think that this time of year is special anyway for fishing, creek fishing, but we've had a lot of rain, and that water is up, it's moving, and as you know, and we see that these fish come in with moving water, especially the white bass. They come in there and they spawn, and they get up in these pockets. And I tell you what, it is some fun taking small little jigs and getting up in there and hitting all these little pockets in there. It's amazing. But the fun thing about it is it's not just white bass. There's yellow bass. There's always catfish in there. we catch this time of year, a lot of crappie start working their way up in there. And occasionally you'll get some largemouth bass that will come up in there and spawn as well, because there's some shallow spots in there. And then, there, of course, there's turns and bends in the creek where there's some deep pockets. And like you just alluded to, those hold a lot of catfish. So always different species out there to catch. This time of year is just fun to get out there and do that kind of stuff. And I know our show last week that we did on a Sportsman's Life, you were out there catching some fish and you did very well. And I'm looking forward to this week getting out there.
Yeah, you bet. I don't think you're going to have any problem at all catching a good bunch of fish, Jeff, down there. Yeah, I first began fishing for spawning white bass years ago, actually in the upper end of Ray Hubbard in the East Fork River Channel. I had a buddy, the late Johnny Procell. Johnny was, he billed himself as the Cajun fishing guide, and most fishermen in Texas knew of Johnny Procell, excellent fishing guide, born and raised in Louisiana, you know, so... But I used to fish with Johnny and write about him quite a bit. He and I went up the East Fork Channel above Ray Hubbard, and you have to know that channel is silted in now, and I wouldn't advise anybody to go up there, definitely not in a big bass boat or a bigger boat. But this has probably been 15 years ago, Johnny knew every bend in that creek channel. Here was what I learned from Johnny. He always had a saying, you know, white bass will hit anything small and shiny, and he was right, they will. But I learned where to put those baits from Johnny back in those days. In other words, if you just go to a creek and say you cast across the creek and roll, you know, slow crank the fish in a creek, like a very slow bottom bouncing almost retrieve. They don't want it fast. If you just throw out in the middle and roll it back in, you'll catch some fish. But as Johnny told me years ago, if you can position yourself, even when you're walking on a creek, walking into a creek, if you can position yourself around a bend where you can cast down the creek channel and hold your rod so that you're working those baits, say, 3-4 feet out from the bank itself, parallel to the bank, all those roots, Jeff, and everything is up in there that holds bait fish, and the game fish get in there. And, you know, I don't think the white bass are in there for cover as much as they are to eat crawfish and minnows and stuff like that. So if you can keep that bait parallel to the bank, you'll catch more fish for sure.
Right, and it's almost a natural presentation where something's just kind of working its way down the bank. And you're right, you've got, you know, your roots and things that have fallen into the creek. And, you know, fish obviously are structure-oriented creatures, and they will tend to go up to or sit next to or work along, structure that's in, whether it's a lake or a creek or whatever. But in this particular case, you're right. I mean, those fish tend to work along the edges, and they find little pockets in there where they can get in there and spawn. And if you make a natural presentation with that small, you know, jig that you're using, and you're right, the key is slow. You've got to work that bait very slow. You can't just toss it out there and crank it in and expect to catch a bunch of fish. Like you said, you'll catch an occasional one, but if you really work those spots slowly, that's the key to bringing in some of those fish. So that's how it's done. And it's a lot of fun.
That's true, Jeff. And as far as, you know, bait choice, the nowadays roadrunners are, I would say, the vast majority of people that fish for spawning white bass now. Roadrunner is the go-to bait. But I'll tell you what, I like roadrunners, but I absolutely love fishing a beetle spin because it's semi-weedless the way a beetle spin. A lot of people are not even aware of, I've never fished with a beetle spin, but they've been around forever. I posted something on Facebook. Some of my guide buddies on Lake Fork said, Luke, you're old school, beetle spin. I said, you can still grab a card of them off the rack at Walmart. They've never left, you know, but they're not nearly as popular as they used to be. But I used a little yellow yellow-bodied beetle spin. And caught, you know, the white bass and the yellow bass, and even caught a couple of catfish, foul hooked one that I know what he did. He struck at it. I felt the Surge on the line, and then I actually foul hooked him in the side. You're talking about a fight, Jeff. He was probably a close to 3-pound channel cat, and he was foul hooked. I thought I'd hooked a monster.
When you foul hook a fish like that, boy, I tell you what, sometimes you think you got a world record on.
I know it. But those tight baits, I've got friends that use the little chrome and blue quarter-ounce rattle traps, and they are absolutely lethal, but I don't use them because of the treble hooks and how I find myself losing, staying hung up about half the time. But a little bait like a Roadrunner or a Beetle Spin is semi-weedless. I mean, you're not going to get snagged a lot, are you, Jeff?
Exactly. Beetle Spin you're talking about almost looks like, you know, it has the wire front to it, if you will, kind of like a spinner bait would have.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You that does deflect off of branches and stuff that are down in there. And, of course, you've got the little spinner on there, which that shiny little spinner, that gives off vibration, gives off flash. And then, of course, you got the little beetle going behind it there.
Yep.
And, anybody can call it old school. I call it something that works,
That's
very
right.
Well. And you proved it last week. You caught a ton of fish on just that little beetle spin.
Yeah, actually, I was lucky. That was the beetle spin that I started fishing with, and I never lost it. I mean, I kept fishing and catching those fish with that one beetle spin. I was kind of dodging the rain. It was last Friday morning, I guess, a week ago. And, I was kind of dodging the rain, and I had the rain coats on, rubber boots and everything like that. But luckily, I did finally get rained out. But I got about an hour and a half of prime fishing, and I'm anxious to get a report from you, Jeff. I know you're gonna catch fish, and I know for a fact that the spawn is not over on those white bass. So I just say be ready for a big fish fry when you get down there. You know.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and just getting out there, spending the day out there, and it's just walking the creek. It's a lot of fun. It's beautiful out there, and of course you. Folks listening out there, find a creek. There's a lot of creeks out there that you can make your way into, and know who owns the land around it. Just kind of do your homework there. But you can access a lot of creeks off of major highways or country roads or whatever, and find your way back into one and just walk along the bank with a beetle spin.
Yeah,
boy, I tell you what, that is a great way to have a fish fry, because you will catch fish this time of year. It's probably the best time ever to be up in these creeks.
You bet. Jeff, we only have about a minute left to our show this morning, but I'll tell you what I did. I actually froze you and your wife up a bag full of fillets that'll be plenty for two or three people, more than two or three people would eat, probably in the freezer down there at your camp. But I had a little fish fry. I reserved a few fillets and fried them up right out of the creek. If you're a fish eater, it's hard to beat those fresh fillets that come out of a freshly caught ones,
Oh, you bet. That's absolutely for sure. And, hey, thank you for saving me some fish. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
My wife will thank you, too.
Yeah, so the first order of business, get in that freezer and get those things defrosted, and then go catch you another supply of them for the next time, Jeff,
Absolutely.
Well, we are almost out of time, Jeff. Thank you very much for spending some time with us. This show, like most of what I do, it's like visiting with friends. That's what it is. But our listeners have been listening here on KETR for the past decade. So I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember, you can contact me through catfishradio.org. And Jeff, let's get back together real soon and catch us some more fish. What do you say?
Let's do that, Luke.
Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas Raised Hunting Products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, The Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.